Hi, good morning. Now, the 1972 classic film, The Godfather, was about the main character, or the supporting character, Michael Corleone, who will have to succeed his father's leadership position as the head of the mafia family once after his father's death. Now, it's his father, Vito Corleone, was an Italian immigrant who came from Italy and established his business status and power and his whole family mafia business in New York, almost single-handedly. And it was very unlikely that Michael, his son, would be the one who would succeed his position, because Michael was the youngest. First of all, he was the third son in the family. He had nothing to, he was always out of the family's mafia business. He had nothing to do with it. And also, he was very reserved in his demeanor and his character compared to his father, who was very outgoing and very charismatic. But if you have seen the film, the oldest son was somehow murdered by the opposing mafia families. And his second son was also in a hideout at the casino in Las Vegas. So only his third son is left. It's all he had left. And Michael had to take up the family business as the head of the mafia family. Now, sometime down the road in our faith journey, in our Christian lives, we may at times, or sometime down the road, that the Lord would call us to take up some leadership roles. And we may feel a bit unsure, or maybe even doubtful, especially when the predecessor had done a lot, had achieved a lot in that position or in that ministry. And we may think, oh, how can I match that? How can I match that achievement? And we start to doubt ourselves, and we start to feel very uneased when we get called. But when God calls us to lead, we have a need to lead courageously and fearlessly, boldly and fearlessly. So how can we lead boldly and fearlessly for God? How can we do that in ministry, especially when we are handed down on a leadership role or ministry or service where we are not very comfortable with? Now, first of all, there was a protege who was about to succeed his mentor's leadership position. And he will have to face many challenges ahead of him. And so when he was to take up the baton, God encouraged him with a few statements. So we'll see how God encouraged this mentee to succeed his mentor's position. Respecting God's creation and his word is key, are key to Christian leadership. Be yourselves and obey God's teachings when you serve him, when you lead for him. Our text today is in Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. And this is where Joshua will need to be prepared for the challenges that are waiting ahead of him, that he will have to face as he take up the leadership for the Israelites. So let's all stand and rise and recite this passage together with me, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9 in the ESV translation. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and his Lebanon, this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, to the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right and or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You may all be seated. So God encouraged Joshua as he takes leadership to fulfill God's promise to Israel. And now, so Joshua will succeed Moses as Israel's leader. Now the text, first of all, starts with Moses' death. Moses, by this point, was a towering and a powerful figure or leader among the Israelites for a long time, very influential, because he had led them out of Egypt from slavery, had crossed the Red Sea, wrote the law, and performed many signs and wonders throughout for the past 40 years. So now Joshua had to take up the baton. And Joshua would have a lot of pressure to meet up the expectations that Moses had set before him with all the achievements that are left behind. And people will start to compare him with Moses. And imagine this would not be a comfortable position for Joshua as he had to pick up the mission that Moses failed to accomplish. If you remember, Moses, his main mission was actually had to bring the Israelite to the promised land. But he was not able to accomplish that. And as he died in the wilderness, Joshua had to complete this mission. But who is Joshua? Who is this Joshua compared to Moses, the prince of Egypt? Because Joshua was a nobody compared to Moses. He was just some regular Joe that grew up in Egypt. So the first task that God gave to Joshua was to lead the Israelites across the Jordan. Now, God had promised the Israelites that he will give them the promised land, although they will have to face a number of challenges, the tough battles that they have to fight when they come and conquer the land. So to encourage Joshua for this very mission, God made two promises to Joshua. No enemies can destroy him or kill him for the rest of his life. And God will be with Joshua, and he will not forsake or abandon him throughout the whole process. So it was a promised victory for the Israelites. All the Israelites had to do was just one thing. Just trust in God. That's it. In other words, Joshua will have to work with God in his leadership. Now, God commanded Joshua to be strong and courageous. Now, this is a very well-known passage or well-known phrase. You probably have memorized it in the past. But be strong and courageous, this phrase, was actually repeated 4 times in this entire chapter, but 3 times between verses 6 to verse 9. It's repeated 3 times, but let us focus on the second time that it was mentioned, because the second time it was mentioned was actually in verse 7. If you pay attention, it does says, be strong and very courageous. It's a bit different from be strong and courageous. Only be strong and very courageous. Notice the word only and the word very is added to it, making this phrase the heart of the message. And also, the phrase be careful and have good success both appeared twice. Now, connecting this statement to the law, that meant keeping the law carefully was Joshua's key to success. Keeping the law was Joshua's key to success. So being grounded in God's word was more important than depending on military might, since they will have to fight battles before they can possess the land. Now, Joshua had to be strong and courageous to embrace his unique character. He is not to clone himself like Moses. He is him and Moses is Moses. So he had to embrace his own creation from God. Now, as long as he obeyed God's word, there's no need for him to be afraid of the challenges that he will have to face ahead of him. So what are the essence of Christian leadership? What are the essence? What are the keys? Respecting God's creation and obedience to his word are the essence of Christian leadership. Boldly respect God's creation in us. Now, we all wired differently. We're all created differently. We are all unique in our own ways with different backgrounds, upbringing, and experiences. We all have different life experiences. And each of our design character all comes from God. He created us. We will face comparison when we take up leadership roles. We will be compared with how we perform from our predecessors. That will happen. But that doesn't mean we should copy our predecessor. We should boldly embrace our uniqueness that God had created in us. Remember Elijah and Elisha, these two prophets, is another classic example in the Bible where the succession of leadership between a mentor and mentee. Now, if you pay attention, the two prophets, their appearance is very different. Elijah was very hairy. He's described as very hairy. But then Elisha, the mentee, was bald. So there's a very significant, even the appearance and its difference in the description in the Bible of these two prophets. So, and by the way, God oftentimes liked to choose the successors to be very different from the predecessors to take up leadership successions. Now also, we are not called by God because of how brilliant we are, but mostly because we are worthless. Yes, worthless. How worthless we are. Remember the very first sentence in the Beatitudes? Blessed are the ones who are poor in spirit, and they will be the ones who will inherit the kingdom. Remember what Paul said to the church of Corinth? Most of you are not called because you're wise in the world, but God chose the ones who are foolish in the world to shame the wise. So as long as we obey God's word, we don't need to be afraid of our challenges. There's no need to be afraid. God gives us tough tasks. We got tough assignments. And if it's not tough, we don't need him. If it's so easy, we don't need him. Now, since our calling is often beyond our abilities and strength, we are required to rely on God, not on ourselves. That's the whole point. Since we are weak, we can depend on God. That is why we need to obey God's word. When we trust in God's word, it means that we trust in God. There's no other examples or actions that can prove better than that. So when you lead in ministry, how can you lead boldly and fearlessly? Be yourselves and obey God's teachings when you lead in ministry. Embrace your uniqueness that God had created in you. You're special. Now, cloning and copying others or your predecessors is considered cheap. It's proven to fail if done in leadership, because the environment that you will face will be different from your predecessor. The context will be different. The challenges that you will face and your predecessors will face will be different. The times are different. So be strong and courageous to be yourselves that God had created in you. You're brought up and wired differently for a purpose. Don't be bothered by how people compare you with others. Don't be pressured by people's comparison from your predecessors. Now, honestly, when I first came here to serve, I was often compared with Jeremy. And because me and Jeremy are very different. But particularly the first year, I was often encouraged to copy what he does. Just imitate him. Then you get all the people. And obviously, of course, I did not. In fact, I have to fight for my own authenticity. Because that's respect. Jeremy is Jeremy. I'm me. He's wired differently. I'm wired differently. Different backgrounds, different upbringings. And maybe if I copied him, maybe I could bring more people in. But that's not the point. Numbers are not the point. Obeying God's teachings are the key to success in leadership. That's the point. Obeying God's principles. Ministry is not about outcome or results or numbers. It's about your respect and obedience to God's principles. Don't just familiarize with yourself about the Bible or the Holy Scripture, but do what it tells you to do. That's your instruction. Scripture is meant for you to think and to simmer into your mind and apply it to your life and apply it to the right situation that you face. Don't just read it, but do it. Your call may be challenging, but you can trust in God. Don't rely on yourselves, because that will deem into failure. There are usually assignments that God will assign to you that you are not good at or uncomfortable with. But all you need to do is to depend on Him and respect His teachings and respect His principle and keep them. Follow His teachings that He has given to you, that He has carried down to you, that He has revealed to you through the church and through Scripture. So be yourselves and obey God's teachings when you lead in ministry. Now, God encouraged Joshua when he had to take up leadership in order to fulfill God's promise or promises to the nation of Israel. Now, respecting God's creation and obedience to his words are key to Christian leadership. They are the essence. And be yourselves and obey God's teachings when you lead in ministry. Now, when Michael Corleone took up the leadership role as the head of the family after his father's death, did he clone his father? Did he clone his leadership style like his father? If you have seen the film, obviously not. He's very different. In fact, that was one of the contributing factors for his success. to reestablish the status of his family. Now, because of his quiet and solemn demeanor, he was unpredictable, and he was underestimated by the opposing rival mafia families. And he, and because of that, they underestimated him, and he strategized a surprise attack among the heads of the family, and he orchestrated the killings of all the heads of the families and wiped out all the people who betrayed his family, particularly the ones who worked for his family. And he just wiped out all the ones who were disloyal and almost single-handedly reestablished the status and power of the mafia family business that his family once had. He kept his own character, he kept his own uniqueness, and he also kept what his father left for him to follow, which was loyalty, one principle, which was the loyalty to his family. So Michael Corleone kept his uniqueness in his leadership. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we confess that we sometimes feel uncomfortable and uneased and doubtful, particularly when we may be unexpected to be called by you to fulfill certain leadership roles in ministry. We may feel fearful, we may fear failure and fear comparison compared to the predecessor that may have achieved a lot. But may the Spirit help us not to be fearful, but be courageous, but be bold to take up your call in leadership and put our trust in you so that we can be successful. Help us to also meditate and follow your word and your teachings so that we can do well in the ministry and fulfill the mission that you have assigned for us to fulfill. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Minister Jason. And as we respond back to God, we're going to respond with the song, The Servant King. And even as Minister Jason has shared, you know, what is leadership? Actually, leadership is based on the life and character of